It's been an uneventful breakup on the Kuskokwim River this spring, and that breakup looks to be nearing its end. Water levels continue dropping near Tuluksak after an ice jam cleared from below the village last night. Tuluksak entered a flood warning on Tuesday after a large ice flow plugged the mouth of the Tuluksak River, causing water to back up towards the community. But Tuluksak resident Joe DeMantle says even at its height, the flooding remained minor.
Probably about 4 feet to get over the lowest part of the bank near the tanks over here.
Two other communities also had brief flood warnings this breakup, Red Devil and Aniak in the Upper Kuskokwim. Like in Tuluksak, the water only rose a few feet above the banks in each village, causing water to fill low-lying areas for only a short time. And that might be as risky as this breakup will get. That's according to Mark Leary, who flew the Lower Kuskokwim River on Tuesday evening.
It looked like the threat's pretty much winding down.
As far as he could see, the Kuskokwim was clear below Bethel and into the Johnson River. Wilson Twitchell in Kasigluk says the open water continues up the Johnson towards the tundra villages.
The river areas are pretty much free of ice, except for the north section of Kasigluk. And the numerous lakes around here are still full of ice.
From the Johnson River upstream along the Kuskokwim to Aniak, only two areas were still ice-packed Tuesday evening. First, the Kuskokwim Channel upstream of Akiachuk from just above the village and in the upper end of the Kuskokwak Slough. The second, on the west side of Undo Island near Tuluksak. Fish camps along the river looked untouched.
Looked like the fish camps just about everywhere that we observed were staying dry.
Though the middle and lower Kuskokwim has opened, it's a different story in the headwaters. There, large stretches of ice have yet to move. Brent Gibbons flew the river from Aniak upstream to McGrath on Tuesday.
20 miles above McGrath, all the ice was pretty intact, just starting in a few places to break apart.
Last night, the main ice in front of McGrath shifted downriver, stopping at a narrow bend and leaving a mile of open water in front of the village. As of Wednesday morning, the water level had not changed and flooding did not seem likely. The ice froze just over 2 feet thick in the headwaters, and Pilot Gibbons says the broken ice seems to be disappearing beneath the intact ice instead of jamming.
The ice appears pretty thin. It's just breaking apart and crushing up, so I don't think we'll be sending, you know, big dangerous ice downstream like some years.
But what they might be sending downstream is a swell of water, and with that, driftwood. The snowpack in the nearby hills and Alaska Range is higher than normal, and warm temperatures lie ahead. Before the wood arrives, Mark Leary reminds people of the traditional values for claiming and collecting the shared resource.
First of all, when somebody ties up a log, you don't touch it. Doesn't matter if it stays there for a long time. You don't know that person's situation. Maybe their motor broke, maybe they're sick, who knows. You don't touch a log that somebody tied up. Another way that people claim logs is if they're stranded, like they go dry on a sandbar or whatnot. If they cut the stump off, you don't touch it. One more thing about wood gathering. If there's wood that naturally floats in and gets stranded in front of somebody's fish camp or cabin, don't take it. Leave it for those people so when they go there, they have wood for their camp.
Travelers are warned that heavy ice continues running in front of Bethel.